President Obama is in Texas today selling his new jobs plan. In Mississippi, people point to a program they say is already creating jobs. The state encourages employers to hire by covering part of new workers' salaries. The hope is these new jobs will last longer than the government subsidy does. Some analysts say this could be a national model, but as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, it does come with a price tag.
Mississippi has attracted attention because economists like the way the state got employers to share the cost of hiring workers. In the Mississippi STEPS program, which started last year, the state used federal stimulus money to pay 100% of salaries in the first month, down to 25% 6 months later. Companies hired new workers who met poverty guidelines and had at least one child under 18 in their home.
My name is Jamita Washington, and we're at my place of employment, Magnolia Metals and Plastics in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Washington is a single mother with four kids. She was unemployed for 2 years before the STEPS program came along.
I had bills that I had to pay. I was getting evicted. It was hard. I couldn't find a job anywhere.
When the program ended, Washington got a full-time job here, making minimum wage. She's one of about 60 people working at this plant, which makes window screens and other parts for windows. Huge rolls of aluminum are fed into machines, and the material is cut exactly to size. Washington got a small raise and now works as a clerk in the shipping department. She says the program gave her a chance.
You go in there, you do the best that you can do. You prove yourself, an employer would pay attention.
We were happy with the people we got through the program. I think they did a really good job of screening people.
Chuck Williston is the operations manager at the plant, which took a hit as the housing industry declined. He laid off employees a few years ago. Williston acknowledges the unemployment rate is high here, above the national average, but he says he would have filled his opening without STEPS.
I'm not sold 100% on it, but, I mean, it worked for our employees and it worked for us. Long term, is that the answer? I don't know.
Williston says two of the four people he hired through STEPS are still working here. And Mississippi officials say more than half of the 3,200 who got jobs were still employed last spring, 6 months after the program ended. Stan McMorris with the State Department of Employment Security says these people are now in unsubsidized jobs, and that's the point.
They're now a tax-paying, wage-earning individual that have been lifted up to the point now they're being successful.
Even if it's short-term, it has huge benefits.
Donna Pavetti is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a Washington research group. She says the program gets companies that are reluctant to hire to take action.
And the reality is, for somebody who is unemployed, 6 months of employment is better than nothing. And for the businesses that are struggling, what you hope is that 6 months may be able to allow them to generate enough business that they'll be able to hire somebody at the end.
Some small businesses with one or two employees complained of too much paperwork and too many rules, like having to pay for workers' compensation insurance. Greg Cronin owns Cascades Racquet Club in the Jackson suburbs.
I'm probably more of the small company who would love to make a step forward, who watches other companies get the breaks, get these assistive programs, but still not have something except an increase in property tax on me.
Cronin says the government is using taxpayer money to help certain companies rather than creating a stable environment for all businesses to thrive. The state spent about $20 million on the program, yet it was so popular that after a year-long hiatus, a new, albeit much smaller, version started a few weeks ago called STEPS 2. This time it's a four-month job subsidy. Multicraft International in Pelahatchie, Mississippi, is one company taking advantage of it. Andrew Mallinson is CEO of Multicraft, a company that makes auto parts and supplies. His company also downsized because of the economy, but Mallinson is now hiring back and using STEPS to do it.
It just takes a bit of a sting out of the cost of hiring another person. We're happy to do that when the business conditions allow, but this does stimulate us to perhaps take action earlier than we might otherwise.
Multicraft just hired Brian Van Devender. He's done electrical work for builders, but for the past couple of years, he's been doing odd jobs because he couldn't get a full-time position.
Now I'm 40 hours a week, and they gave me the opportunity. I ain't going to let nobody down.
Van Devender works in the warehouse, and there's no promise of a full-time job once the state stipend runs out, but that's clearly what he's hoping for.
For me, it means a future. No, I would say it means a future here.
Funding for the Mississippi STEPS program runs out in December, but the president's jobs bill contains a proposal that would give states $5 billion for job training and subsidized employment. The question is whether Congress is willing to pay for it. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.